Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The great John Heyman, the man, the myth, the legend.
Hi, John.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
How come we don't have the laundry list of sponsors John has?
Have they all abandoned me?
I don't know.
They all said we're done with you.
Ernie, we got the laundry list of sponsors for John.
John, are you in Beantown? Are you in L.A., Beantown?
I'm on my way. I'm going to L.A., yes.
Very nice. So, David Price, your thoughts there, John?
Very good. I mean, the guy, they gave him $217 million for a reason. I mean, he's obviously got talent. He's changed his strategy, going more with a changeup and simplifying things, and he's boring everybody to death, taking forever. I think that's probably helped him too. I like the Dodgers in terms of their strategy normally, but all these right-handed batters, I mean, come on, none of them are hitting. They're putting Bellinger on the bench, they're putting Muncy with 30 home runs on the bench. Meanwhile, they're playing four right-handed hitters who are hitting zero in the World Series. I'm not sure that's the right strategy.
I got to read John's list of sponsors because I had it right in front of me and I didn't see it. So
okay, I was a little worried.
John, let me just say, John, you are brought to us by Sport Clips. You watch Sports We Cut Hair. It's perfect. Sports Clips, it's good to be a guy. Of course, it's outstanding to be John Heyman. By Merrick Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, and by Brothers Supply, your number one source for ICF, P-Tax, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils. Carry on.
How about the fact that last night, and I get it, lefty-lefty, righty-right, I get that. The four top home run hitters from this past regular season for the Los Angeles Dodgers were not in the starting lineup for Game 2 of the World Series.
That is unbelievable.
They're overdoing that platoon. I mean, you've got, I understand why Barnes is playing because Grandal couldn't catch the
right,
ball. So
right.
You've got to have someone who can catch the ball. But, I mean, you know, Dozier has not been himself this year. You've got to play Bellinger. I mean, he's one of the best players you got. You got to play him every day. The Red Sox don't do that. They've got Devers playing against lefties. The Dodgers started two lefties too, but not like Benintendi or Devers were on the bench. You know, I think you can overdo this platoon stuff. You know, you got Chris Taylor who can't catch up to a fastball, right-handed hitter playing. Too much with the righty-lefty stuff. I think with the Dodgers.
You know, one thing that bothered me last night was, you know, the bases loaded situation that turned out to be the turning point of the game when, Roberts takes the starting pitcher out, takes Rue out of the game, and he brings in Mattson. And that turned out to be the turning point. Well, how about just letting him get out of that jam? I mean, am I not saying that? I mean, there's two out bases. Why not?
Yeah, again, that was the righty-lefty. I mean, at least we're seeing the starting pitchers get in the fifth now. I mean, that's kind of an improvement. But I'm with you. Ryu is a really good starting pitcher. He's a better pitcher than Mattson right now. I see nothing wrong with letting him pitch his way out of it. I think the Dodgers are overdoing their platoon. It's not needed. You got a $200 million team. You got some great players. Bellinger is fantastic defensively. He can steal bases. I'd still play him over what you're playing out there. He's a better player than Chris Taylor.
By the way, John, did Alex Cora ever text you back when you reached out to him last week?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Did Alex Cora ever
to you? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, yes. I did reach out to him, and I did not hear back from him. But I did hear during the next – I knew he'd be listening to the next show, figuring he might be on again. But we again talked about the Red Sox, and they played some string of video of – showing how lucky they were to beat Houston. And since I knew he was listening, I disagreed and just said that they were fantastic. And he's doing
so you're kissing
and
the
I got really? Text from him to remind the other guys about some other plays that occurred in the games that they didn't see. But I actually do. I mean, the Boston has won 108 games. We have underrated them. I thought Houston would beat them. Boston's been the best team all year. It should be simple, and we still can't figure it out. So yeah. I actually do agree that we have underrated them. They have not been lucky. They are fantastic. They were the best team in the regular
season.
They've
been
the best team in the postseason.
I get it with the Yankees. You know, I do a little bit, and I even get it with the Dodgers. The Astros, I think why there was so much respect for Houston is, A, they won 103 games, which is nothing to sneeze at.
Defending champions, though.
And B, yeah, they're the defending champions. So you're talking about a team that won a championship. They won 103 games. They have this really good rotation. So I think a lot of it was respect to Houston more than it was disrespecting the 108-win Red Sox, don't you think?
Some of it, but, you know, I picked the Yankees over them, too. So, you know, I do think we underrated the Red Sox. It's not easy to win 108, and they did it in the toughest division in the league. Third place was 90 wins. That's pretty good. Second place was 100 wins in that division. Those teams are outstanding. So I do think we underrated them a little bit.
Fifth place
you're
was
right,
also
Houston,
115
Houston had the
losses.
Best run differential. Yeah, Houston was good.
Can we imagine that? The last place was 115 losses,
right.
The Orioles?
I mean,
that's
right.
Pretty bad.
Yeah, they weren't so good. The Orioles were not so great.
Yeah, not very good at all. And I tell you what, I think Alex Cora should come on with us because, let's be honest, my partner turned David Price's postseason career around. I mean, let's
oh,
be honest.
Taking
I mean,
credit
John,
now.
I mean,
very
I mean
nice.
Why not? I mean, I'm giving him credit. I mean, he's a guy that.
You know what?
Let's be honest about it now. He called him out, and ever since then, the guy's been money.
Yeah, you know what? What he said, what Evan said, was not. Was definitely defensible. I mean, I'm not
defensible.
Sure. I have to look at the
accurate.
Record.
Okay, I mean, it was beyond defensive. Right, it was accurate.
When,
right.
When
well, I'd
I
have
said,
to look at the record. He said he's the worst starting pitcher in postseason history.
John.
I would say relative to the guy's talent.
Yeah, that's what
his...
I meant. What I
okay.
meant about
yeah,
David
I would
Price.
Say that that's true.
And
yes,
is he changing the narrative with his last two performances? Absolutely. But until point... For a good pitcher, because I think David Price is a good pitcher. He's had a very solid career to very good career. There has never been a pitcher on the level of David Price that was as consistently bad as he was during the postseason. I don't think my opinion was out there. Now, what he's done since then, he's been great. I can't sit here and lie about it. Guy's been great.
Right.
But until that point, John, how could you deny how bad he'd been compared to how good he is as a regular season starter?
Yeah, I think you actually simplified and just said he's the worst postseason starter in history, which, you know, as I said, relative to his talent and his regular season performance, I think that's probably accurate. I don't have to look everybody up, but I think that's probably fair to say that. But I don't know if we give you credit or not, but
I'm not taking credit, but I know Joe's not going to agree with this, but let's be fair about this with David Price. And this, I'm about to compliment him. He is not that far off from being a Hall of Famer.
Ah!
Yes. Joe, seriously.
Ah!
Guy's had a great career. Has he won a Cy Young? Joe,
has he
won a Cy Young?
He did.
Has he finished top three?
I already think he won a Cy Young.
Okay, I'm that was just my beginning argument. That wasn't the end-all be-all.
Pete Vukovich won a Cy Young.
Yeah, okay, look at his career.
I mean,
look at his career.
I'm just saying. So many guys that won Cy Young, what does that mean?
All right, how many guys have had a career when you look at the –
you know?
The overall numbers of it. Look, he sucks against the Yankees, Joe. I'm not going to debate that.
Okay.
But is that disqualifying?
I think Mike McCormick won a Cy Young.
Okay, that's one aspect
of his
career.
I'm just throwing names out here, John.
He won two ERA titles, too.
McCormick was tough. I mean, I don't think Evan will remember him, but he was a tough lefty, if I recall.
Yes, with the Giants. He won it, and I believe he won it in 67.
And that one big year.
Right.
And he did win a Cy Young.
Jim Lonborg won a Cy Young. I mean, we could go on and on with guys.
He's 143-75 with a 3.2 ERA. What do you think of those numbers?
Steve Stone, right.
What do you think of those
125
numbers?
125 that year. What was the number again? I'm
143-75.
Your
love win-loss record.
It's big.
3.25 ERA, two ERA titles, three top two Cy Young finishes. Is that far off from being a Hall of Famer?
I guess not.
Okay, that's all I'm saying. That's it.
I mean, numbers-wise, I guess.
Well, what are we basing it on?
I understand.
The fact he stinks against
the Yankees.
You think he's a Hall of Famer? No, I didn't say I think he's a Hall of Famer. I'm saying he's not that far off from being a Hall of Famer.
This guy went from the worst pitcher in the history of mankind.
In the playoffs, he sucks.
Now.
Well, hold on.
Now John, now he's Gibson.
No, see, you're
exaggerating. Now he's your guy, Christy Mathewson.
You're like a politician. You're exaggerating my point.
No, please don't ever put me, don't ever lower myself to make me a politician.
Listen, Governor Cuomo.
I'm not going that low. You know?
Hey, we go low.
You know, we go
I
low.
Kick you.
They go low, we go lower. That's pretty much what it is.
I'm kidding. I apologize for going that low, Joe.
Oh, my God.
All I said was, I'll repeat these three sentences. I think they're all fair. He is not that far off from being a Hall of Fame pitcher based on his career numbers. And he, until his last two starts, was probably the worst postseason pitcher for a good pitcher. That's what he is.
Okay,
those are
fair.
All facts.
That's fair. No, that's fair.
Now, what he's done over these last two starts, John,
and now
Gray.
He's going to probably may have a World Series MVP next to his name.
He may.
You never know.
Imagine that.
Right, John?
That would be nice. That would be a great start. I think he'd prefer that to the Hall of Fame at this point because of all of the characterizations, not only of him, he was not the only one. There
Thank
were others.
You. Thank you.
And, I mean, he was 0-9 or something like that.
Yes. So let's go back, though, to my original point, John, that my partner turned it around for David Price. I mean, you could make that case.
You could make that case, especially since it was obviously known by the Red Sox people. They made that clear that they heard what he said, and they responded. So I think the case could be made, yes.
I also believe, and I know you've just admitted it, that you now formulate your opinions on that television show to please those who are watching. And in this case, it was the Red Sox. Because the whole show, Joe, Heyman was going out of his way to compliment the Red Sox.
Was he?
I think he was doing
Were
so.
Were you doing that, John?
Chorus in his office.
Well, not
watching.
That show, because I didn't know that he was listening to that show. But now, after he responded to Evan's comment, I knew he'd be listening the next day or watching. So, yeah, then I tailored my answers to fit what he would hear. But I didn't say anything I don't believe. The Red Sox are fantastic. You know, what can you say? They've done a great job. He's done a great job. I think he actually made Houston nervous about the signs. They knew that he's fantastic and picking up signs. He's been incredible. And I don't expect to be losing to this. And I say that with all sincerity. He's done a fantastic job with the Boston Red Sox this year.
Well, they're running roughshod over the playoffs. I mean, what are they, 9-2 now in the playoffs? 9-2, right?
Yeah, 9-2. And on a wait in the regular season, that's a pretty darn good season. That puts them in the all-time territory.
Hey, the 98 Yankees went 11-2. So if the Red Sox
Yeah,
11-2. So if the
sweep.
Red Sox can seal the deal, they'll match what the 98 Yankees did and cap it off with a sweep in California, just like the 98 Yankees did. So that'd
but
be pretty
Yankees
impressive.
But the Yankees won 125 games in total.
Well, 114 versus 108. Yeah, I get it. 114 versus 108,
right.
Sure.
Right.
I think the 98
pretty
Yankees...
darn good.
I think the 98 Yankee team was better, but that doesn't mean that what the Red Sox are accomplishing isn't crazy.
But they're both probably going to be champions.
No,
so.
Fantastic. They're doing a great job. It's pretty amazing what they've done. You've got to give them credit.
All right, now,
I know.
I don't mean to cut you off here, John. I'm talking about the great
Go
John.
Ahead.
The great
Go
John
ahead.
Heyman. All right, so who's the Met GM, John?
Well, it's one of these three. You hear rumblings that Melvin's a favorite, but I would not be shocked if Bent Wagonen gets the job.
Really?
He's an out-of-the-box kind of compromise candidate, and they obviously like him, and they obviously know him the best.
Can I ask a question here about Van Wagenen to you? How can you give the GM job to a guy that basically represents like six or seven players on a team? How is that possible?
Presumably, he'd have to divest himself of that. He can't have both jobs, I wouldn't think.
No, obviously.
He's doing that right now, but he'll have to change hats at that point, I'm sure. They want to pick the best guy, and, you know, they have three left. Sein Bloom is very well respected, but he's an analytics guy, and I'll be surprised if Fred goes along with an analytics guy as the top guy.
Is...
If they hire two guys, I could see Bloom being one of the two, but... only hiring one guy.
Three guys, four
surprised.
Guys.
Oh, my God.
Well, what does
two
Van
guys.
Wagenen, what is he? Like, what's his style? All I know is he's
an
agent who threatened to have a work stoppage.
You know he's an
year.
Agent, right.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. We don't know. I mean, it's like all these managers who have been hired, they don't have experience in that job, but they're all getting jobs. Baldelli and Boone and Cora and Callaway, your guy, and
our guy.
Several others.
He's our guy.
He's great.
Yeah, we love Callaway.
I mean, we don't know at this point. Obviously, he's done a good job as an agent. I mean, he got, what did he get, Cespedes?
Yeah.
He's got over $100 million.
Terrific job as an agent.
So from that, I mean, the Mets have to judge, you know what? He got one over on him.
Let me say it is, too. I mean, right, but I would say it is. How intelligent are you if you want to stop being an agent and make all these gobs of money that you're making as an agent to be the GM of the Mets? That's got to be taking a pay cut for that.
Salaries are not low.
Am I missing something here? Isn't the guy taking a pay cut if he's going to be the GM of the Mets?
You know what? That's why I didn't think Casey Close would do it. I think he's got a stake in Excel. So I think he's an owner of that company. I think Bodie's been wagging him, and I'm not sure. I haven't seen his text form, but I think he's just a very high-ranking employee of CAA.
Oh, I see. So you think he's not making as much money as I think he's making?
Yeah, I don't know what I think it's probably doable. I think that some GMs probably make more than he's making. I don't know that.
I don't think
the tax forms. I mean, Dombrowski probably surely does.
John, money aside, I do think even though working for Jeff and Fred Wilpon may not be that appealing, I think that being a GM is a cool job, and I think it's better than being a sports agent.
It's a great job. Here's the issue for me.
Don't you think?
An agent right now. That's a very successful one.
Seems like it's a lot harder.
Whatever he's making. Yes. Whatever he's making now, he's going to make in perpetuity. He's not going to take a pay cut. He's got a salary, and it's going to go up. If you're the Mets GM, you'll have a contract, and you may not be the Mets GM at the end of that contract. Then what do you do? I mean, it's really a risk to take the job.
Should we as fans, all right, I'm going to be reasonable here because I'm going to be negative probably about anything they hire because I don't trust ownership. It comes down to that. But should we be happy if they hired Brody Van Wagenen? Should we be this is great. Well, this is out of the box. How should we react? How should Mets fans react, in your opinion?
I think it's hard to know how to react at this point because he doesn't have a track record in this job. Doug Melvin has a track record. Chaim Bloom does not really have a track record either. He's an assistant GM. So, obviously, he's part of a successful organization, but we don't really know how he'd do either. So, I can't tell you how to react. I will say there have been agents, and you know what an expert I am in the other sports, but was it Pelinka, an agent, and he went to the Lakers?
Yes, with the Lakers. That's correct.
So
Rob Pelinka.
There are a couple others, I believe. So it's not the first time, but it is outside the box. It is different. And as we've shown, when they've dealt with the Brody Van Wagenen, he's done well with them. He's gotten good deals, although
Brody,
he hasn't gotten one for DeGrom yet.
I don't know Brody Van Wagenen. My only opinion I ever had on him was I was angry with him because he came out last year and basically threatened that there should be a walkout because of the way the market was going. And I kind of had an issue with that. I didn't love that. Isn't that weird that he's going to go from
that is weird.
Not liking the market
to now
being on the other side of the market? That whole thing is just bizarre.
It's a little different. They got to hire the guy they think is going to do the best job. And they're having these interviews, and he's one of the final three. He obviously has a chance. You wouldn't put him in there. I would just say that Bloom probably has a less chance because he's an analytics guy, or seen as an analytics guy, of the three. So I think Van Wagenen has a chance. I mean, you hear that Melvin's the favorite. Does that mean he's getting it? I'm not sure.
Probably.
They got to pick the guy they think is the best. He fought for what he was fighting for at that time, which was the players, and now he'll have to wear a different hat. So, but as we said, Pelinka was a guy, I think there have been others who were agents and then ran teams. So, wouldn't be the first, but it is a very select group, I'll say.
Mm. John, is this series over in L.A. in your mind, or no? Does it come back
to
Boston?
No, because, I'm not sure if I told you this last week. I picked the Dodgers to win the World Series 10 years in a row, and this year I switched off and picked Houston. So I'm pretty convinced that the Dodgers will end up winning the World Series.
You really think they're going to come back and win this series?
Well, I mean, logic wouldn't tell you that, but just based on my own picks,
I see.
Switched away, I think that they're going to win. Yeah, at this point, I think the Red Sox are pretty heavy fair. To win four out of five against a team that is, what have we figured? They won 108 plus 9. They've already won 117 games, right? It's pretty difficult.
I'll give the Dodger fans some hope. 1981, they were down 0-2 to the Yankees.
They were.
Right out of the gate.
They won the next four.
Won the series.
That is true.
So it can happen. We'll see.
And different players, though.
Oh, you think?
Slightly different players.
Slightly different.
Yes, indeed.
I don't know if any of them were alive then.
I guess. Oh, my God, you're right. You'd have to be in your late 30s to have been alive for the 1981 World Series. And there's
Rick
probably
Hill's
no players like that.
Seven.
He's right.
Oh, that is stunning when you say that.
That's nuts.
I know.
Yeah, right, John? I mean, when you say, nobody was alive for the 1981 World Series, it's like, wow. But it's true because you weren't even alive.
I wasn't alive. I was minus 2.
Oh, my God. Only Dove. I think that's here.
Ernie wasn't alive.
Not even
Ernie. I don't think Utley was alive yet. And was Rich Hill?
You got to be 37. You got to be 37 years old, depending on your birthday.
That really is amazing when you say that, John.
What is going on with Joe Girardi? He interviewed for the red job. He pulled out. Is he waiting for a specific job? Is he waiting for something specific?
That would be stellar.
That's industry speculation that he could be waiting for the Cubs job. He is from Peoria. He did play for the Cubs. He did go to Northwestern, which I'll put in a plug for my school there.
Having a pretty decent season in football. Not bad. Although they barely got by Rutgers last week, but at least they won a game.
I'll take it. Hey, I'll take it.
They only beat Rutgers by three. Buffalo beat them by 50. Just say.
Buffalo is a powerhouse. They have that name there. They school that great defensive player, from what I'm told, right?
Khalil Mack, yes.
Yes.
That's exactly. That's who you're referring to, yes.
Hey, don't.
Khalil Mack went to Buffalo.
Yes, of course.
There you go.
I just said that.
John, can I read a Dove Kramer tweet for you? Because I think this is pretty cool.
Oh, boy.
You want to hear a Dove Kramer tweet, Joe?
I think that's a possibility. No. You know, he's at MLB Network. You know, he likes his job, less stress.
Okay.
Could be waiting. And we know that Joe Madden is at least contractually a lame duck. So we'll see.
Dove tweeted about Brody Van Wagenen.
Okay, what'd you tweet?
Here's what Dove tweeted.
Can't wait.
It's a positive. The Mets hiring an agent as GM has this upside. The skill developed trying to convince others to pay more money for a player can be used to convince owners to spend money on a player.
Wow.
I like that, Dan,
you know what? Van Wagenen's my guy.
Yeah, I'm in
the movie. There you go.
Bring him in.
There you go.
What's up, Brody?
Let me tell you right now, Van Wagenen can come in here and convince Jeff Wilpon to sign Manny Machado. I love him.
Pretty sharp by Dove. Look at Dave Dombrowski. He's probably going to the Hall of Fame. I mean, that has been a skill of his, right, to convince the owners to spend the money. That Detroit had the highest payroll, right?
Wow.
And now
can you imagine Red Van Wagenen could do that?
I'd love him.
Please.
I'd write him a written apology for ripping him last year about the walkout. I'd say, dude, you're the best, Brody. Want to represent us?
Tremendous.
We won't do that.
And maybe we can actually get him on the show because, you know, now with the Mets coming back aboard. You know?
That is true.
You never know.
I mean, we'll get him after Mike gets him, gets him, and Boomer Geo gets him.
And JJ.
Then we'll get him. But, hey, at least
maybe he'll have one to go on that app first. I hear that's a big thing.
There you go.
All right, John.
All right, John.
Look at you.
John, by the way, John, quickly, another brilliant pick by you last week as you went with Josh Rosen.
I'm on a roll.
And they only lost 45-10 to Denver. So this week you got the Houston Texans red hot. They've won four games in a row.
Wait. Let's get last week straightened out. Did I win last week?
No. You took the Cardinals. You said Josh Rosen because you were
right.
You felt the kinship.
Did they win?
They lost 45-10, John. John,
they did.
Yes, John. 45-10.
I thought they won.
No, John.
You guys might want to recheck that.
No, John. That we don't have to recheck it, John. Now, all right. So the Houston, I'm going to try to help you here. So you got the Houston Texans. They're a 7.5-point favorite over. And they've won four in a row now, leading their division, the AFC South. They're playing the Miami Dolphins tonight. Miami, who's also 4-3, but coming off a home loss to the Detroit Lions. Houston, a 7.5-point favorite over Miami in Houston. John Heyman's pick is.
I mean, I hate to go against Miami. I mean, that's my team, but I'm going with Miami.
All right, you're gonna go.
Oh my God!
Well, you're getting a hook here too at 7.5.
How's Tannehill? How's he doing?
He's not playing. He's out. Brock Osweiler is their quarterback.
Oh, jeez. That's a problem.
Yeah, Marino's not there anymore, John. I don't know.
Marino
if you knew
is gone. I know.
Jay Fiedler's not even there anymore.
I actually went to a Dolphin game last week. He was wearing a gold or yellow jacket. It was very, very nice.
That means he's a Hall of Famer, if you didn't know that.
Yeah, he made all those wide receivers that were kind of around him. They all had like blue jackets on.
Yeah, for some reason, Mark Clayton and Mark Dupa, especially Clayton, is not in the Hall of Fame. I don't understand that, but that's me.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. Those poor guys had to wear the blue jackets, and the other guy got the gold jacket. It didn't seem right to me. They were all together, I thought. So,
John, you were actually at the Dolphin game last week?
No, last year.
Last year. Okay. All right.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah, we enjoyed it. And you know what? I think they played the Cardinals, and they killed. No, it was the Broncos. They killed them.
Yes.
All right. So who did I pick this week?
You're picking the Dolphins. Getting 7.5. That's what you did.
All right. I'll take the Dolphins. Are you sure I lost last week?
Yes.
John, John.
We're slightly positive. I vividly remember the whole Josh Rosen thing.
Josh Rosen did not have a brilliant game last week. Let me just say that.
No.
I don't know. My TV may not be working then because I watched the game and I thought I'd won that game.
Oh, you must have shut it off early.
That TV. I think it might be a problem with my TV.
Ernie brings up a great point. Josh Rosen did throw a couple of touchdowns early. Yeah. Just to the other team. That was the problem.
Maybe that's what it was. I fell asleep.
Could be. John.
John,
didn't take too long.
John, you're the best. Tell
we love you, John.
Tell my boy Cora lunch is on me, all right?
All right. All right. Great talking to you.
See you later. John Heyman on the baseball. And of
lunch should be on him for you turning Price around.
Well, I'm going to tell him it's on me, and then once we're there,
I see.
I'll convince him. Right. Dude, you're welcome.
And he'll understand.
I think so. I can't believe David Price.
It is unbelievable.
All I expressed was the same opinion you and I and most people.
No, of course. I would have said the same thing.
But you are, and I love you, but you're being unfair when you don't think that his resume warrants that far off from being in the
discussion. It's hard for me to think of him that way. But when you bring the numbers up, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.